The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey now. All right, we're ready to roll on a Tuesday jam-packed show. Rico is in his Crayola Caribbean green shirt today. It's back, everybody. Who's excited, huh? You look beautiful. Let's dive in. I want to start the show. It's kind of like Casey Kasem, request and dedication, except it's not a message that was written in. It's me live dedicating something to Rico. This one's for you, big guy.
Okay.
You are the king of conspiracy. You are a man of mystery. I think we can put something to bed. A, you were right about last night. And B, I'd like to offer you, the people of Metro Detroit, the following statement that I just personally believe it's inarguable. And I know the water carriers for the league will get all chesty about it. But I want to offer you the following. The NBA lottery is, in fact, completely rigged. It's just completely rigged. Now, it's not just about last night. I want to give you some historical context. Like, for instance, when a downtrodden franchise who's never won a damn thing has a generational player born in Akron, Ohio, they get the number one pick that year. That's LeBron to the Cavs. How about when the league vetoes a big trade and they kill a franchise in New Orleans and they just have to find an owner? And Tom Benson didn't even want the damn thing. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. New Orleans and stuff. You know what the league said? Here, we'll hand you Anthony Davis. Oh, wait, there's more. How about when LeBron left, the Cavs got the number one pick that year? How about when LeBron came back, also number one pick? How about Chi-Town hero D. Rose? Oh, wait, Bulls. How about Wemby to the Spurs? And how about last night? Hey, Nico, here's the deal. It's like a scene from Taken. I have a very particular set of skills. Like Nico had a gun to his head. You're trading Luka for Anthony Davis and poop. In turn, you will be slandered, your life will be in danger, and maybe your lawn got vandalized. But we're giving you the number one pick. Now Nico Harrison and the Mavericks get Cooper Flagg. Luka for AD and Cooper Flagg is an actual trade.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. The NBA impregnated you last night. So I'm convinced it's fixed. I'm done. Rico wins. Caribbean green pullover. FTW. It's fixed. Argue it.
No, Nico was Lonzo in training day at the end when he was just like, I'm putting cases on all of y'all.
And last night, that's how that went.
And you forgot, Mike, probably the biggest one ever, going all the way back to 85.
Oh, Patrick Ewing, frozen envelope. How about a fledgling franchise in the swamps of Florida? Shaquille O'Neal, here, we'll give you a penny. This thing has to work because Disney owned it.
Oh, and Charlotte. We're starting up a new franchise in Charlotte.
Well, there's Alonzo Mourning and LJ. So look, people, I want to know. Look, we joke about conspiracies. We have fun with the refs in the NFL. I'm being totally sincere when I tell you this. This thing is rigged. There's no point to the NBA lottery. And look, no hyperbole. The team with the worst record hasn't gotten the number one pick in 7 years.
Yeah, including the Pistons twice.
The Detroit Pistons.
Pistons, yes. Didn't even know the name. But yeah, the system is set up for these bad teams, and Mike, the three teams that needed it, the best was fourth, and that was the Hornets.
How about the Wizards, who ended up sixth?
Right. Like, what did we do? Oh, we're not one of these teams.
I want to know from you, the people. Are you willing to step from the shadows and into the light, from a conspiracy theorist to a simple truth teller? This is rigged. Like, I'm done. After last night, I'm done. The fact that Charlotte, Washington, Utah, nope, nope, and nope. Hey, Philly is teetering. Go ahead and get them into the top three. Cooper Flagg, who might be generational, might be this good. He cannot go to one of these brain-dead franchises. You know what? Nico, we owe you one. Send him over to Dallas.
Yeah.
and the Spurs of all teams. Really? Now the Spurs,
come on,
they're getting Giannis.
You saw that one coming a mile away.
You were right. Caribbean Green hoodie.
I forgot they had two picks because I was like, oh, wait, they're 14th. Well, so much for my, wait a minute. But wait, there's more.
Yeah. I'm convinced it's rigged. You can attack me. But I've seen enough now. I'm done. 248-539-9797. This is the most rigged thing in sports. I'm just fully convinced.
Yeah. Because you're looking at the team that got the best pick was 1.8%, followed by the team at number two with the Spurs is 6%.
The Dallas Mavericks.
Followed by Philly at 10.5%.
The Mavericks have been slandered, harangued, made fun of, mocked. They are teetering. Their fans are walking away from them. Here's the way to save them. Yeah. Cooper Flagg.
Fire Nico shirts and chants all throughout the game. People getting kicked out of games.
And Cooper Flagg. Now their starting five is going to be Kyrie, Clay, Cooper, AD, and a duo of Twin Towers in Likely and Gafford. Oh, okay, sure. Oh, and if they don't want Cooper Flagg, great. Let me just slot Giannis all up in there. It's David, you're laughing. It's rigged.
It's because
rigged.
I didn't even think of Dallas as an option because they were 1.8%.
And I'm guess what?
Philly, big market.
The league owed Nico. You're going to trade Luka to L.A. You're not going to shop the deal. You're going to get slandered. People are going to think you're a complete moron. But shh, we got you.
We got you on the back end. And that's what it was. Because the second day was like, oh, and there's Portland in at the 11th spot. That means Dallas has moved. Oh, wait a minute. I was like, could they be making up for Dallas for that whole Luka thing? Yeah, they did. Because Dallas right now, yeah, Nico is just walking into his office. He's that McVince McMahon walking to the office
sure
today.
Is.
Like, okay, who's all wanting me fired? I knew what was going to happen.
Sure is.
I knew the script. I read the story.
I want to know from you guys. Do you believe the NBA lottery is rigged? Period. That's the question. And if you don't, tell me why. If you don't, show me, argue the evidence we've provided. Every time this effing league has a chance to bend the will of said league, to shepherd generational prospects, to do what's in the best interest of the league. If Cooper Flagg went to Charlotte, it's a disaster. If he goes to D.C., it's a disaster. Terrible basketball town. LeBron, look at all of it. Oh, remember when the league totally screwed over? Screwed over New Orleans. Mystery buyer. It's Tom Benson. Here's AD. Then, here's the best part. What happened the next go around? After the league had screwed them over in the Chris Paul deal, the Zion year happened.
Zion, yeah.
We got to keep this franchise in New Orleans. We don't want to move it. Don't take it to Seattle, Zion. I'm just telling you.
And here's more evidence coming through on the ticket text. They say, remember where AD was traded to before they got Zion with the number one pick? He was traded to L.A.
Lakers, yeah.
The Lakers are the Illuminati, 248. I'm just at a – I'm done. I'm done. Up, LeBron goes to Cleveland, number one pick. LeBron leaves Cleveland, number one pick. Up, LeBron's back, number one pick. Need a franchise to be saved? Number one pick. Mm-hmm. Hey, this guy's generational. Don't send him to limp bleep Charlotte. Yeah. Dallas.
Hey, how about we make Chicago relevant again? Hometown kid, Derrick Rose. There
yeah,
you go.
Exactly. And here's the best part. The league, this is the only league who goes, we have no credibility after the Luka thing, so let's dip into our lack of credibility, bend the will of the universe to just make sure that all went okay for both parties. Well,
apparently, Mike, you don't read the NBA writers because they say this is no such thing as a conspiracy theory.
The and NBA I say, writers are a collection of Jerry Falwells holding boom mics. Shut up.
This is the same
you water-carrying scumbags.
Well,
it's fixed.
Well, this is the same league that had a referee on the take. And he came out and said it wasn't just me, and we haven't heard he got body bagged. And then you had players just recently betting on games, betting on themselves. And you're telling me that this league is all of a sudden above reproach, and this is something that's just, oh, it's just all a coincidence. Then do it out in the open. It's very simple. Two guys shouldn't be walking in from a closed room with an envelope. Well, only these two gentlemen know the results of this. Just do it in front of everybody. It'll take away from some of it and be like, well, wow, that was just kind of lucky.
Or here's an idea. You know what? Lotteries are stupid.
Oh.
Signed Red Wing fans. Here's an idea. NFL doesn't have a lottery. Just do the draft. Teams still tank. Just do the draft. That's it. You go out and go 12-70. There's a cost. Nobody goes to your games. You're viewed as fecal matter. You know what? Here's the number one pick.
Maybe that'll help you out.
We don't have any of these problems in the NFL. What is this?
No.
Even now, they jerry-rigged the thing because of tanking, right? Because of the process. Well, guess what? What you did isn't working.
And even when you weren't trying to tank Pistons last year, okay, you won 14 games, and your punishment is here's the fifth pick overall.
Detroit Pistons.
That's it? Yeah, you don't get number one, even though it was a generational player. It's not going to go to Detroit.
248-539-9797. Last night, I waved the white flag. I'm done. It's fixed. I quit.
Welcome.
I'm with you now. Completely. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the people in the mix. And yes, why I think the Pistons were the biggest winner of last night. We're going to get to that at 3 o'clock.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David, we'll get ticket text 2:30. I want to go right to the people because I want to welcome everyone, and no one is going to be viewed as a conspiracy theorist. I after last night, I'm one step short of believing in Rico's aliens. The NBA lottery is absolutely rigged. That was an effing joke. And it's not the first, and it won't be the last. And we made the jokes yesterday. There's no way the league is letting Cooper Flagg go to Charlotte or D.C. or Utah. It's just not going to happen. Cutscene? Yeah, even better. We're going to make it right with Nico. Almost like we told him, hey, deal Luka for AD. Don't shop it. Don't tell nobody.
Take the slander.
Darkness of night. Even the Baltimore Colts are embarrassed at how you did this. And we'll give it a number one pick. Well, how can you guarantee it? Don't worry about it. I got a guy. Let's go to caller DJ 97.1. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
Mr. Valenti and the crew. What up, though, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yeah,
up,
I'm DJ? Shocked you weren't at the lottery operating the ping pong machine.
No, I don't want no parts of anything crooked. I'm straight. Welcome to the party, Mr. Valenti. Welcome. The doors are open. Me and Rico welcome you. You're late to the party, but you're welcome. Thank you for finally coming on home, sir. I can give you one that you didn't even bring up.
Sure.
Remember an expansion team in the 90s that was trying to get off the ground, and they got a generational Hall of Fame center out of LSU?
Yeah, I brought up the Magic. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then they won 40 games. Had no chance of getting the number one pick.
Hey, here's
and then
Kenny.
All of a sudden they got Chris Webber and Anthony Hardaway. Man, stop. Welcome to the party. Stop. Hello?
Oh, yeah, the hat swap. Yeah. No, DJ, I think it was just last night felt so egregious. It felt so out of hand because it wasn't just one team getting screwed. They all got screwed. The percentages don't even make sense. Do you know the top three had a 0.00145% chance of happening?
Yes, Mr. Valenti, but I wasn't that upset because of what happened with Wemby. I've been telling you this for over 2 years.
I know.
That was the icing on the cake for me.
Listen, I lived Wemby. The Celtics won like 6 games. We were supposed to have Tim Duncan. Instead, I got Chauncey Billups with a lightning bolt cut in his eyebrow.
When they gave Popovich the lifetime achievement severance package pick, I said, man, I'm good. Yep. I'm straight.
Yep.
I've seen enough. And they do it right in front of your face. And I'm going to leave you with this. And this is the conspiracy of all conspiracy, but it's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
But you said it to the best. The NBA is always about what is best for the NBA. So, Mike and Rico, here's the biggest conspiracy of all. What have we learned in sports over the last 30 years of nothing else? When guys is 40 years old or older and they start doing stuff that ain't been done in the history of the sport, that kind of leads to what? He might be doing a little something extra. So, with that being said, a certain superstar's wife 2 years ago was possibly investigated by the FBI for PED use, but it got swept under the rug. That same superstar in 2015, when the NBA said they were going to start testing for HGH, he lost 60 pounds of muscle, came back talking about he went on a keto diet. 2 weeks into the season, he was playing like crap. He took a vacation down to Miami to the Biogenesis where Bion's at. He came back jumping out the gym. Got swept under the rug. Now, all of a sudden, at 41 years old, he's putting up numbers that nobody else in the history has ever done, and it gets swept under the rug. I've been good on the NBA. I see it clear as day. I'm good.
Yeah, and listen, I know who you're talking about. And guess what? I always laugh when I blanket some of this stuff. Oh, he spends $2 million a year on his body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm guessing that probably gets you stuff we don't even have tests for. Just throwing that out there.
Experimental stuff.
And you can't prove it, and I didn't say his name, allegedly, but I know what I know what DJ's doing. DJ, by the way, I got a question for you before we let you go.
What
a little deal. A little birdie told me. Now, you didn't happen to find yourself at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May, did you?
Absolutely, I did.
Now, I want to apologize because you ended up at one of the worst weather derbies of all time, but did you at least have decent fun with my sport?
Absolutely. It was the best. I told Rico it was the best two-minute event, most exciting two-minute event I've ever been to. Lions games, anything. The rain didn't even matter, man. Like, when that horn, and them horses shoot by you, man, it is a rush. Like, it was an absolute wonderful event. I was shocked, Mike, that it's in the middle of, no disrespect to my cities, I love my city, it's on Linwood and Elmhurst. Like, it's literally in the middle of the ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. DJ, it's worlds colliding. You got a collection of people dressed like complete idiotic Great Gatsby characters, and then you got people selling bottles of water and barbecue out of garbage cans. It's two worlds colliding.
It nailed me. You would think it would be in Birmingham or Auburn Hills. It was right in the middle of Dexter. And on top of that, the people are so smart. They're paying. You got to pay them to park on their ass and watch them barbecue on the front line.
Yep.
Like, it was.
I didn't know it was like that.
Oh, it's brilliant. Now, if you really want to level up, and I mean, maybe it's actually level down, go to the Preakness and see where Pimlico's at. You're in the wire. Stringer Bell is your Uber driver.
What?
I did not know this.
Oh, hey, Pimlico?
I thought the Kentucky Derby was like some pristine set-aside part of Kentucky.
Hey, Rico, I did too, my dog. It is hilarious. It's weird watching white people who you know got a lot of money walk right in the middle of the ghetto.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But once you get in there, everything is advertised. Like, it's history all over the place. It's elegant. Once you get in there, but the outside is just going to wow you at first. You're gonna
DJ, they, the right place. They just said, keep looking forward, dear. Just look forward. We're going to get to the race.
Beatrice, don't make eye contact.
We don't have any change.
Don't look at those people. Oh, my God. Oh, it was crazy.
We actually have live audio of Stoney at the Derby. All right. DJ, appreciate it. I'm glad you had fun
my
sport.
Later, my
man. All right.
I didn't know that. I don't even want to go for the race now. I want to people watch outside of
David,
the venue.
David, the smells of barbecue, it's everywhere. People are barbecuing in oil drums. It's amazing. Kids are rolling up to you. Here, 50 cent waters. It's a scene.
It's funny because the only place I knew was like that was the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. I don't know if you've ever. It's located right smack in the middle of the hood. It's like,
so is the LA Coliseum. Watts is right there. So this is just, you got to experience.
Yeah, USC.
But the ultimate, I'm telling you, the ultimate is Pimlico.
Really?
If you go to the Preakness, forget about Kenny running on the porta potties. Kenny will be running for his life. That is in one of the worst neighborhoods in Baltimore. Really?
Because USC, private college in California, literally boys in the hood.
Right next door.
Yes. They shot Boys in the Hood across the street.
Yes.
And I'm not exaggerating, folks.
No, you take a wrong turn, you're in Watts.
I was like, I remember Drew Sharp took me. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
See?
He's like, yeah.
Horse racing. It's for everyone. We'll get back
Keep
to the
looking lock. Straight.
Oh, my God. I love DJ's shock at that. That's tremendous.
I would have been too. I had no idea. I would have been like, Mike, why you send me to the wrong place?
I didn't.
Just keep walking. You'll see it.
Oh, it's a scene, man. 248-539-9797. More of your lottery conspiracies. Are you buying what we're selling? After last night, this damn thing is totally fixed. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. And how Rico's love affair with a man's polo shirt has led us to maybe Rico letting God into his heart. We're going to talk about it at 3. Very emotional story Rico told me. And why it's going to make one of your teams a title contender. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Weathers. It all clicked for Rico.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people, David. I'll get ticket texts on the back end of the segment. Mark is in Sterling Heights, and he's up next. Mark, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Man, I'm thinking that we got to – the only way to stop this crazy NBA cheating is we got to hit the sports books and guess this. You know what I mean? Just guess who's going to get the number one picks. Last night, Dallas was plus 3,000 to get the number one pick. Maybe if we kick Vegas's ass as the group, we could get this stuff to stop.
That's amazing. Mark, I think the simplest solution, they tried something. It didn't work. It's 7 straight years where the team that needs the first pick overall the most hasn't gotten it. You've had some very questionable results. The league needs to re-fix the lottery. And in my mind, it's by not having one. Just get
all
rid
I'm
of
saying,
it.
Boys. Wherever Giannis goes, if Giannis leaves, we kind of know who might get the number one pick next year.
Milwaukee will be right to the top of the list.
You know what, Mark? Unless it ends up being Cooper Flagg going there.
We don't know what's gonna, the way it's looking, that whoever loses a guy or something happens is going to end up with a little gift from the league.
So yeah, that means once LeBron retires, L.A. gets the first pick.
Oh, that'll happen. I mean, well, why wouldn't it happen? But see, L.A. never needs the first overall pick because it's the Lakers and because seemingly every free agent has this desire to play there.
Has Boston never gotten where it seemed like it was rigged?
No. Yeah, 1997, Tim effing Duncan. We were the worst team in basketball. Not only did we not get Tim Duncan, I didn't even get Keith Van Horn's bum ass.
I said, well, you didn't deserve it.
No.
That's all I was asking, because Boston's a blue blood.
No. No. Celtics have the worst lottery luck of any team. Go look. Awful.
Worse than the Pistons?
Worse. Wow. Antoine, 97.1. What's up, Antoine?
Couple things, man. DJ, throwing my hood all white like that. I'm from Dexter, bro, so be careful with that one, DJ, for real.
Get him, Antoine.
Antoine and DJ, man, throwing hands.
Like, whoa, Dexter and Cortland, bro. I still own the property, and my mom do. All right, listen, fellas. The NBA always has done what's best for business. That's what they do. Are we going to watch Cooper Flagg tagged along with whoever the hell's on the Washington Wizards? No. But are we going to watch? Are we going to be excited to watch the Dallas Mavericks with that lineup that you named go against, I don't know, Giannis and Wimby, or I don't know, Luka and LeBron, or Jokic? Like, yes, they have to do what's best for business. Otherwise, the talent that Cooper Flagg is going to go to waste. We don't want to watch NBA basketball as it is, fellas.
Right.
Let's think about it. The product is poop.
Antoine, my biggest question is, how did San Antonio get VIP status? Because
All I know is that San Antonio gets the big man. They always have. Tim Duncan, David Robinson, now Wimby, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised if they're on a trade for Giannis. That's, I don't know, for whatever reason, they're attached to that. That's been that way for.
Well, here's where you should be upset, because
you with the Wimby.
Here's where you should be upset, because they basically told the Pistons, "Yeah, you're not getting Wimby." So,
man, listen, man, for whatever reason, we West Asher, we are out. We're not a blue blood, but we.
Antoine, your phone is busted, man. I can't help you there, but look,
Dexter and Cortland to do it.
David, my goodness, what's the matter with you? Let's go over to Dorian, 97.1. Dorian, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, I agree with both of the callers, all of them. But it's good for the league, because we keep forgetting that this is basically sports entertainment. and this is no different than professional wrestling. Hey, listen, they do it in the NFL. They just did it with the hockey team, Red Wings, a couple years ago. We get fleeced. Big market teams, like in New York, in L.A., in Texas, must win. People are out west. They're not out east. It's cold. The players don't want to play there. Everything that we know and we talk about every day, we know what is fact, and we should not be surprised if this happened.
But we're at a point now, it's so ridiculous. I mean, Dorian, the NFL doesn't have a lottery. So whoever is up there, they're up there on their own volition, right? Dorian, if you're going to have a league that's got 30 teams, you can't have seven straight years where the worst team doesn't sniff the number one pick. That's a broken system. Corrupt or not, it's broken.
Right, but every now and then, they gave us Cade for our garbage team, garbage year, because they know they gave us the Blake Griffin deal was a whole Schrute and Freud situation. You know, Ballmer was trying to buy the team anyway. You know what I'm saying? So these owners, who works for who? The league works for the owners, not the other way around. And so Adam Silver has a responsibility to keep our eyes when we've been talking about the product for like at least a decade now. And, Mike, I feel sorry for your team, man. This is just Tatum has just been 88 games on average for the last 8 years.
Listen, here's how I view it. A, they weren't winning the championship this year. B, Dorian, this is a lot like life. Sometimes hard stuff has to happen to you to make the changes you need to make. Now the Celtics don't get to bleepy foot it. They don't get to kind of do it, sort of do it. They sure as hell don't need to do anything stupid to try to, we're going to keep – you're not chasing nothing. You're dead. Tatum's dead. We'll see you in 2026. Blow the whole effing thing up.
Man, I had such the presentation for you, too. I was like, this was his big game.
Yeah, but
he was coming out there balling,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Here's where we disagree. Now, both things can be true. But by the middle of that third quarter, he started the play with his food offense, where all of a sudden, here he is on the back line demanding the ball. First of all, he should never bring the ball up the floor. Second of all, 15 seconds of dribbling into an ISO hero ball where it always ends up away from the basket. He shot the Celtics into a 14-point lead, and he shot them right out of that game before his right leg exploded. So, no. I don't. If it's his best game ever, they win the game. They were down 8 when he blew his Achilles. So, right there.
Just saying, if he came back, won the game, scored 60, it was going to be something legendary status.
Well, here's the other thing.
Remember when he dropped 60 at the Garden?
Hey, he may have guarded people in the wheelchair better than with both legs. So, I don't want to hear it.
I was just all set.
No. It's a mercy killing. And it's what we're going to get into at 3 o'clock because the Celtics are dead. Pistons are the big winner. And the Knicks, those idiots, they think this core is going to win championships. No, it's not, you dullards. So instead of blowing that thing up, they're going to keep rolling with this crap with Captain Piggly Wiggly and his little curlicue haircut.
I would simply say for the Knicks, if you don't win it this year, good luck.
They're not winning.
Because this may be it. The way teams are right now, it looks like it's going to be you and the Timberwolves in the finals.
Enjoy. Let's go over to Bill, and then David, I'll get those ticket texts. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I woke up this morning, and I've been irate about this lottery so long. I mean, to have Popovich leave, you did a great job explaining all the players and cities. He retires, they get a number two pick. That's 4 out of 8 years, I believe, they've moved up. You look at our Pistons, I think we're 1 for 15+.
Yep.
And then I go over to hockey, and we've never moved up. And I'm just at the point, like you said, the simplest solution is they got to just blow it up and get rid of it, go to the NFL. It's just not a fair system.
No, that's it. And again, the year Wemby comes out, who was Wembanyama's favorite team? The Spurs. Who's the official team of France? The Spurs. Mm. I mean, come on. Will you please? All because of Tony Parker. Bill, I'm with you. If you get rid of the lottery, you can't accuse any of it of being not on the up and up.
And your point, the NBA in 19, when they tweaked it, it got even worse. You got teams like 1.8% winning it.
Yep.
That's not fair to anybody.
No, it's ridiculous because also what you're doing now, the teams that need the help most can't get it. At least in the NFL, if the teams are routinely at the top of the draft, Billy, it's because they're ass. It's because they can't get it right.
And if you told me that one time out of the last 7 years, somebody with 1% won it,
bleep happens.
Okay, you know what? That's a lottery. Congratulations. But the last 7 years, the teams that needed the most
has gotten put over a chair.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and push you out to four.
David, Ticket Tech.
They are cheating. What happened to the draft being done in front of people? Why do they have to do it with cameras off? Frozen envelopes plus some ping pong balls are lighter than others. If David Stern was still with the commish, I'd fully believe you. Not sure the new guy
any
more legit. He said he's not legit.
No. When the NBA changed the weighted odds of the lottery, it gave Adam Silver creative license to play fantasy basketball manager.
Yeah, the three numbers come out, and then you look at the chart of what the – it's simple. You know what? Just ping pong balls with the team's name on it. If you are one of the three worst teams, you get 30 ping pong balls.
There you go.
A team like, you know, the Spurs and all that, you get two. Okay?
Got to get that stupid combination, 11, 12,
right,
3.
No. It's very simple. You just, depending on how you are.
And then the defending NBA champion gets one golden ball.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree to
just,
that
No,
one.
I'm just saying we're one step from that. Yeah. I mean, it's like Plinko on Price is Right.
You'll be okay.
No, I did. Listen, we got a championship last year. I'm good. As long as you go all in and you get one, you're good. Will I always believe in my heart the big three, the 08 Celtics? They left two titles on the board. Once when KG blew his knee out, once when Ray Allen was on the take from the Mafia in Game 7 against the Lakers. This group, I told you, they're the Braves of your youth. Right. A lot of winning, very little meaningful. We've made, what, 6, 7 Eastern Conference Finals? They tank the final against the Warriors. They lose to a ridiculous Miami Heat in 23. And this year, please, whether Tatum dies or not, they weren't winning the game last night. They can F off to the sun. We got one. We hung 18. We're good. I'll see you in 10 years. You want Jaylen Brown? Deep discount. Cartilage sold separately. David, Ticket Tech.
On his left hand, can he dribble?
No.
The NBA lotto is awful. They need to adopt an NFL-style format immediately. It is 100% rigged. The Jazz should have gotten the number one selection.
If Jazz, Hornets, or Wiz get it, you don't. It couldn't go to Dallas. It couldn't. If it went to the Spurs, I'd make sense of it. Blood clots and things. Fine. It couldn't go to Dallas. Based on that trade, the way it went down, the credibility hit they took, and who needed that more than anybody else? The team with a 1% shot at it.
Mike, it is 100% rigged. The worst teams in the league are pretty much cooked because they'll never be able to get the top talent, and the NBA doesn't even try to hide it anymore.
Like, what do you even do if you're in Charlotte today? Why exist? You didn't even get number two or three. You got number four. Well, you know, D.C., at least they're trying to build something. They have some young players. Mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg would have put them to the next level. And they would have been something to not be reckoned with, but to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Utah, I don't know what they're doing. Danny Ainge is doing what he always does. He's playing hoarder. He's like an Italian grandmother who won't throw away her highlights magazines from the 80s. Jeez. He just collects picks and stuff and things. Thank you, David. Tremendous. All right, this is an against my will NFL schedule blitz. Oh, I know the other shows. They're like waxing their flagpoles about the schedule.
What do you have?
I think this is the dumbest thing in sports. So
okay.
No. We're about to get into it.
There are so many dumber things in sports than this.
Okay, fine. NIL, then this. Okay, David, hit the music.
So let's go through what we have already. There's been a ton of games already announced. So let's go through it here. We have the opener already. We have the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys on September 4th. Let's get through the international slate, though. The international slate, their games were announced today. We have September 5th. We have the San Diego Chargers. We have the Chargers against the Chiefs in Brazil. That is per a report there.
Why?
That would be September, what is that date again? Fifth. September 5th.
Okay, first of all, the surface was dangerous, and you had a major star get hurt last year. Let's make sure we roll out and do it again. Fly teams halfway across the globe to do this.
With important quarterbacks there.
You can add to this. Guys, just stay on the hotel compound. Don't leave.
Yeah.
Don't go sightseeing.
Don't want to see you get kidnapped, right?
Right. Don't get kidnapped. Good luck. But enjoy Brazil. Brazil.
Well, somewhere a little safer. Let's get to the Dublin game. That is on September 28th at 9:30 a.m. on NFL Network. You have the Vikings visiting the Steelers.
I'm going to say this, and I'll take all the slander. I hate football at 9:30 in the morning, especially on a Sunday. And whether you're a churchgoer like David or you just like your Sunday morning to run errands and do the things you got to do, I don't need football at 9:30. So F all of this globetrotting nonsense. Now, if you're Kenny, you're hungover, you can barely get off the couch, click football. Noted. For the rest of us who are trying to be productive adults, I hate all of this.
I'm right there with you because I normally forget about the game until it's like in the second quarter or halftime. I'm like, oh, yeah, because it's never really a game that I care about. David, I mean, I'm sure you will because it's your team.
Yeah, I watch this one.
I'm with you, man. 9:30 does not scream NFL at all. If they're going to go overseas and play, you know what? I don't know what the time difference is, but at least play it 3 hours later. Start it at 12:30.
And the following week, the Vikings will stay overseas, and they will go to London to face the Cleveland Browns. All of these games are at 9:30, and then you have October 12th.
Well, hold on. If this is one, Mike, for your cash or ticket, I would just go ahead and take the Vikings and whatever the point spread is.
Because they'll be there already.
They're used to the time difference. They're used to everything, and they'll just be waiting for the Cleveland Browns, massacre them, whether it's Shador or whoever. So, yeah, that's the only guaranteed game I can give you, that game right there, Vikings.
October 12th, you have the Broncos and the Jets. October 19th in London, you have the Rams and the Jags. Then in Berlin on November 9th, you have the Falcons and the Colts. Then to finish off the international slate this year, November 16th, you have Washington against the Miami Dolphins.
See, that seems like a throwaway game to me. That seems like a game that you probably should have been played, if anything, a 3:30, 4 o'clock start. That's like two pretty good teams. And because to me, it's what the Thursday night games used to be. Put your bad teams on. Let them have that one primetime game. Yeah, the Commanders and Dolphins, that's a waste.
By the way, that September 5th game in Brazil will be exclusively on YouTube.
Oh, even better.
It's free, but it's on YouTube.
That's just...
you got to find somewhere else to watch.
Even better.
That's free. So everybody has YouTube.
Correct, but it's just another place you got to go. Let's get to a Week 10 matchup.
You'll be okay.
No.
You'll make it through.
No, because this segment represents everything wrong with sports. Everything.
This segment.
This. All of this. The greed, the oversaturation, the way that they are monetizing, forget about the game. Forget about who gets to broadcast 1 o'clock or who's got the rights. We're piecemealing individual games for bounty. Yeah. We're selling a Black Friday game for $150 million. It's ruining the most special thing about football. I'm ready to watch football on Sunday at 1 o'clock and then 4 o'clock. And then we've been waiting all day for Sunday night. That's football. The rest of this is garbage.
It's evolving, Mike.
It's not evolving. It's greed.
Greed is
not evolution.
I'll give you that Black Friday matchup.
Put it this way. NFL ain't going to go backwards, so it evolved.
But that's not evolution.
If it changed, that is evolution.
Okay.
Black Friday game will be on November 28th. It is going to be the Bears at the Eagles.
Good.
At
you 3 watch p.m. that. You watch
Prime
Black Friday.
Video.
It's ridiculous. Okay. Why do we need a Black Friday game? That's when Nebraska and Iowa are supposed to play. Why do we have to have a Black Friday game? That's a college football day.
That's the NFL. Don't yell at me. I had nothing to do with the NFL. So you're not going to watch the game at all?
Absolutely not.
At all?
No, okay. just like when they put idiotic NFL games against the college football playoff, I'm not watching those.
I will give you that update because the weekend there's going to be a triple-header in the college football playoff.
They're going up right against it.
It's two NFL games that day. So, yes.
Ridiculous.
In week 10, Monday Night Football.
See, hold on. 15. Hold on, David. See, I would think the way you flip channels, that would be the perfect day for you because you could just go from game to game to game.
I don't need it.
And you don't have to go out and go to an app. You could just stay on your cable package and just watch it all.
Why can't we just have college be separate from the NFL? That's the way it always has been for a good reason. We don't need this. Just like we don't need games on Christmas Day.
Well, the Week 10 Monday night game will be the Eagles at the Packers. I do have your Christmas matchup there. It will be the Broncos at the Chiefs on December 25th. That's the only one so far announced. There will be two more.
So, three games on Christmas.
Yeah, there will be three games on Christmas. The weekend before
that's the Amazon Prime game.
Yes, the weekend before that, you have a doubleheader on Fox. This is, I believe, the college football tripleheader day. You have the Eagles at the Commanders, and then you have the Packers at the Bears on Saturday, December 20th.
They're going right for college football's throat, because those are actually, on paper, may mean nothing by the time we get there, on paper, those are premium matchups.
Correct.
They're going, that ain't Jags-Titans on a Thursday night in 2000.
Not the Browns and the Bengals,
And I think what they're banking on is going to be like the first round of college games this year. Aside from the Arizona State game, they weren't really games.
Yeah, you're really going to bet on that, though? You really should...
It's the NFL, David. They're not afraid of anybody.
No, and I think Rico's right.
They took on the NBA and said, wait, that Christmas thing, that's pretty good.
David, Rico's right, though, because the college football playoff is broken. Why? Greed. Too many teams.
You're exactly right.
The games are going to be awful. Rico's right. I don't expect the first round games to be magically delicious this year. They're going to be garbage again. What are you sipping on? What is that? That looks exotic.
It does look exotic.
What is that?
It's pink lemonade.
Wow.
And I'll close it out with this.
You don't see that every day.
I'll close it out with this. With the most miles traveled this year on their schedule, 37,000 miles for the Chargers, least 8,000 miles for the Bengals. That's the most and least.
Real quick before we close it out, David, you guys gave me a fact I did not know today.
What's that?
Your Giants have the, on paper, the toughest schedule.
Yes, they do.
Followed by the Lions or two.
Yep.
And the easiest schedule, of course, privileged 49ers.
There you go. Which our response to it was?
They were a broken team.
Yeah, so reward them with this. Okay, got you. That is your NFL schedule blitz.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.